I am confident the economic program we put into operation will protect the needy while it triggers a recovery that will benefit all Americans. It will stimulate the economy, result in increased savings, and provide capital for expansion, mortgages for home building, and jobs for the unemployed. Now that the essentials of that program are in place, our next major undertaking must be a program just as bold, just as innovative, to make government again accountable to the people, to make our system of federalism work again. Our citizens feel they've lost control of even the most basic decisions made about the essential services of government, such as schools, welfare, roads, and even garbage collection. And they're right. A maze of interlocking jurisdictions and levels of government confronts average citizens in trying to solve even the simplest of problems. They don't know where to turn for answers, who to hold accountable, who to praise, who to blame, who to vote for or against. The main reason for this is the overpowering growth of federal grants and aid programs during the past few decades. In 1960, the federal government had 132 categorical grant programs costing $7 billion. When I took office, there were approximately 500 costing nearly $100 billion. 13 programs for energy, 36 for pollution control, 66 for social services, 90 for education. And here in the Congress, it takes at least 166 committees just to try to keep track of them. You know and I know that neither the President nor the Congress can properly oversee this jungle of grants and aid. Indeed, the growth of these grants has led to the distortion in the vital functions of government. As one Democratic governor put it recently, the national government should be worrying about arms control, not potholes. The growth in these federal programs has, in the words of one intergovernmental commission, made the federal government more pervasive, more intrusive, more unmanageable, more ineffective and costly, and above all, more accountable. Well, let's solve this problem with a single bold stroke. The return of some $47 billion in federal programs to state and local government, together with the means to finance them, and a transition period of nearly 10 years to avoid unnecessary disruption. I will shortly send this Congress a message describing this program. I want to emphasize, however, that its full details will have been worked out only after close consultation with congressional, state, and local officials. Starting in fiscal 1984, the federal government will assume full responsibility for the cost of the rapidly growing Medicaid program to go along with its existing responsibility for Medicare. As part of a financially equal swap, the states will simultaneously take full responsibility for aid to families with dependent children and food stamps. This will make welfare less costly and more responsive to genuine need because it will be designed and administered closer to the grassroots and the people it serves. In 1984, the federal government will apply the full proceeds from certain excise taxes to a grassroots trust fund that will belong in fair shares.